The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello there. Welcome to Psychic Soup with Deborah Lee, the Psychic Love Doctor.
And my intuitive co-host, Daryl. Happy Friday, everybody. Boy, do we have a show for you. It's what we're going to call on the first Friday of every month, Psychic Soup. Now, this first one starting out, we've prepared a little material that we'll share with you. But in the future, we'd love to have you help us out, sending us your questions, interesting tidbits in the news that you'd like to see us cover with an intuitive angle. All you have to do is either contact me through the Psychic Love Doctor Show on Facebook, or you can always email me at Deborah@psychiclovedoctor.com.
And we have a little special we're going to run today. The first three callers, and you don't have to be calling for a reading and call to say hello, you can call with a question, are going to get a free 30-minute either phone or email reading from Deborah. And just give us a call.
Yep, we'll be waiting for you. I think this has been an incredibly active past 4 weeks.
Really, plus, it has, yes.
Plus this particular week that we've experienced with the, the debate for the upcoming election, which is 16 months away, hard to believe. Plus the activities of celebrities, which is always fun, juicy stuff to discuss.
Yes.
You know, the celebrities can be excellent role models, and they can also be...
Your worst nightmare.
Or what I would prefer to call an important cautionary tale. It just goes to show that you can have millions in the bank, you can live in a mansion, you can drive every kind of expensive automobile.
Have your own plane, your own yacht, whatever.
And guess what?
And guess what? You're just as bad as the rest of us.
You've got the same problems. You know, none of that, the wealth, the fame, the celebrity, can actually elevate you from what is, well, some call the human condition, the rest of us call living on a daily basis. So we thought it would be interesting to use the personal prophecy method, of which I am the only living subject matter expert. It's a method using ordinary playing cards that my grandmother taught me over 30 years ago. When she passed away, I took her fundamentals and I developed it into an actual system of being able to guide our lives using choice and change as empowering tools within our lives, and to realize that we do hold a tremendous amount of power over what happens in our lives. And when you believe in the law of attraction and manifesting, as the cards have shown me, they are basically tools enabling us to do that, you find that we can literally create our own reality. Grandma used to say that the four suits of the deck were the equivalent of the four elements of creation. So that when I shuffle them, or those that learn this method from me, we shuffle with an intention, we are literally creating the future that we will be stepping into on our paths. Daryl, you look like you have something to say.
Yeah, just a quick reminder, everybody, first three callers to call in, get a free reading with Deborah from either an email or a phone reading.
You bet.
Call us at 1-800-930-2819.
And in those readings, always remember that we here at the Healing Fountain, in our practices, and whenever we are doing shows such as this, confidentiality is huge. Absolutely huge. So when you contact us, don't be afraid to provide a lot of information in order for us to conduct readings for you. Now, when we're doing these on the air, of course, these are going to be what I would call mini readings. Normally, they are much more in depth when you get one either here in the office at the Healing Fountain in Virginia Beach, or via the phone, or also through email, where I'm able to communicate and provide readings to people literally all over the world. So when you do call in, today we're looking for just miscellaneous. If you want a reading on a situation in your life, simply give us some details. Yeah. When we get on the air with you, we'll talk to you. If you are calling to comment on one of these notables that we're going to share insights on in a couple of minutes, please do. If you just want to call up and say hi, we'd love to hear from you. So the first three are going to win a prize of either the email reading or the telephone reading. And don't worry, there will be lots more prizes in the future. So, Daryl, what do you think?
I think it's been a crazy week this week.
It really has. And, you know, social media has been on fire. There's been ups and downs and sideways. When you look back and you see how far we've come, even just during this last presidential administration, there's been a lot of positives and a lot of negatives. And it does appear in the cards as if this election itself is going to become the equivalent of a circus of sorts. But I do believe the cards are going to, particularly as we get closer, they're going to be able to tell us a great deal concerning who's going to win and who is not. Right now, today, before we get started, and we'll actually get into the celebrity readings following the break and about the political figures, but I want to stress, first of all, please remember these readings today are, well, we'll say strictly for informational and entertainment purposes. We don't need George Clooney and Brad Pitt and Justin Theroux chasing us down, and yeah. I certainly don't want to get in the crosshairs with Donald Trump.
Yeah, me either. I'd hate that. I'd hate to have to see if that's actually real hair or not.
So get your thoughts together, everybody. We're going to have a little fun here. And please, if you think of somebody that you'd like us to quick do a reading on as we're on the air today, please let me know. And I've got my trusty little 52 magical cards here, and we'll get busy.
Yep. So once again, we'll talk. Give us a call.
Yeah, and Daryl, why don't you share a little bit about your experience, because you came to this completely unaware through dating me.
Yes.
And it was, what did you call it, a bit unsettling, I guess?
Yeah, you could say it was unsettling.
To be
at the minimum.
To be dating somebody, as you put it, who knew what you were thinking
before I thought it.
No, I really can't take all the credit for that.
No, but it sure seemed that way. She would come off with stuff that I had briefly thought of or passed through my mind rather quickly about things, and she would tell me, well, you know, that's not such a good idea to do that. And after a couple of those, I was like, wait a minute, I got to figure out how to do this, because this is too accurate.
Well, and kind of mind-boggling, too.
Yeah, it is. And I use it in my daily work. I do a lot of meetings throughout the day. And get a chance, I'll do a reading. If I'm not bouncing from meeting to meeting, I'll do a reading on the meeting before I get in there. And I'll generally know how the meeting's going to go, whether it's going to be a good meeting, bad meeting. Am I going to have good news in this meeting, or am I going to be...
You're able to take the temperature of the meeting before the meeting has even been held.
Yeah.
And I've had some rather well-known people have come to me for readings for confidentiality reasons. I can't divulge their names, but just know that you would recognize a few. And one thing they use it for is in choosing their movie projects, what they want to do in terms of their investments. And these cards are uncanny, especially when it comes to how people feel. Next week, we have a great show, which is a nice little segue there.
Yeah.
We're going to be talking about the most important relationships in our lives and how those we love really feel about us. it enables you to be able to add healing to a relationship if needed. Mm. It enables you with your children to zero in if a child is starting to drift and become uncommunicative, which is a typical teenage thing. But it can
isn't that the typical teenager these days is being uncommunicative?
It is, but when you're able to connect with them on their level, you know, we'll get into all that next week. But for this week, just know that we're going to take a look at what really makes some of these big names actually tick, what's going on in their lives. And we're going to actually jump in right after the break with Jen and Justin Thoreau. As you all probably know, they held a surprise backyard ceremony, although to call where they married a backyard on this multi-million dollar estate is really not exactly accurate.
No, it's more like a football stadium.
Really, but they it looked gorgeous from the shots that TMZ was able to take from the air. And what a big surprise. Even the guests who attended all thought they were coming to Justin's birthday party.
Yeah.
When in fact, they were actually attending this surprise wedding. And they were able to really keep it under wraps very well. And in a way, I have to add before we go to break that if you live your life and you gain your livelihood from being in the public eye, don't you think you cheat your fans a little bit when you couldn't at least let one People magazine come and take pictures unobtrusively so that your fans can enjoy one of the biggest moments in your life? Just my thoughts, of course. All right, everybody, catch up with you after the break.
All right, come on back when we're done.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information. Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome back to Psychic Soup with Deborah Lee, the Psychic Love Doctor.
And my intuitive co-host and favorite hubster, Daryl. We're going to do this the first Friday of every month. This first time we've put together the material, for those of you who are just joining us, please in the future shoot me an email, send me a message, let me know other topics that you'd like to talk about during Psychic Soup. So before we went to break, Daryl, we were going to talk about Jennifer Aniston and Justin Theroux's surprise wedding this past week.
Yeah, it was a real surprise to everybody, I think. It just was really out there.
Well, you know, I read the cards for both of them. And again, disclaimer time, these are perceptions that are appearing in the cards at this particular time, showing potential. None of this is written in stone. So we just want to always bear that in mind, that things do change and often will.
And that all depends on the path you choose, because that path changes.
Mm-hmm.
Our life path changes as we go down it.
Right now, though, I have my concerns, because right now the cards are indicating that it's not necessarily going to stay a happy relationship. To her, this marriage is appearing more like a transaction. Jen seems to have a lot of baggage and a lot of emotional issues that stem from her family into her relationships. And what I get here is that she really worries about her money staying hers, where a lot of people will pool their money. I'm not seeing this as something they're going to do.
I can see that when she makes 10 times what he makes in per show.
Sure, but if you're talking about millions of dollars, does it really make a difference if you make $100 million and he makes, say, $10 million? I don't know.
It does to somebody, because when you split, how do you split it if you lumped it all together? You get half and she get half. She gets 35%, he gets 25%. Or they keep their own money.
Well, I do feel that hers is hers.
Yeah.
And she, first of all, what really struck me, I should cover this first, is that I feel that there was an ultimatum involved that brought them both to a pivotal, it's now or never, moment of truth. 3-year engagement, and now suddenly they're walking down the aisle in a backyard surprise wedding. Mm. I just feel that something happened, and from what I saw in the cards, I feel Justin, that you said it yourself, got tired of waiting.
Maybe she's finally going to get that baby she wants.
You know, I didn't see anything pertaining to children. Okay. I'm not sure that parenting is really...
Just throwing it out there.
You know, Jen may stay in this marriage long after it's made her happy. But, you know, I really think that their happiness in general is going to be short-lived. And the kicker to all of this, God, I'm so sorry, those of you who are in the Brangelina camp out there, but she really still has a great deal of Brad, Jen does, in her heart. I have a feeling that man will be the love of her life forever.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, hey, we have a caller. I think we should
go
pause here and take the caller.
So, Lisa, welcome to the
show. Hello.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, how are you?
Well, we're up to our neck in psychic soup.
I'm looking for some psychic soup information on a new relationship.
Okay. For you?
So, it is a slightly long distance.
Okay.
And he has a job that requires him to be gone quite a bit. And it's frustrating for me when I don't hear from him, but I don't know if it's because I can't or he's just not responding. But we are planning on seeing each other this weekend. And I guess my question is centered around where this might be going.
Is he coming to see you?
I'm going to see him, and then we're going to go hiking in West Virginia.
Oh, how romantic.
I like that.
Yeah. All right, I'm looking. Give me a moment.
So you do have a bit of a long-distance relationship, huh?
It is it's not a cross-country thing. It's really only a 3-hour drive, so it's not that long distance, but he's not in this area where I live.
Yeah, that's not bad. 3 hours is still in the neighborhood.
But so you're going to West Virginia.
And we do have an age gap between us, and I am the older one.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, but what I perceive is that gives you this mystique and quality of knowing what she wants and how she wants it. And he loves that.
Oh.
He does, Lisa. And he is so, you know what I'm going to tell you? The big thing for him is he's so afraid you aren't going to be able to deal with the separations of, you know, I do see he is leaving real soon. He's going a great distance.
Yes.
And you're not going to have a constant communication then either. So right now is kind of the warm-up phase, you could say, or the drill before the actual.
Right.
Yeah. This is what this is going to be like. He's fearful you're going to change your mind and just not have what it takes to wait for him. And he's afraid.
Okay, I honestly don't know if I can. I don't know.
Well, none of us know till we really get in that situation.
Good point.
But, that's true.
I mean, I spent a lot of years in the military, so I'm getting the feeling just from looking over the cards as Deb was doing them here. He's a military guy, isn't he?
He is. He is in the military. He's in the Army, and he is facing a deployment in September at some point.
Right.
I don't know for how long, and I know he's been in and out with some exercises the last couple weeks, and the communication has been very sporadic.
Yeah, and it will be.
But when we are able to communicate or when we're able to talk on the phone, it's wonderful. It's these huge gaps that are frustrating.
Yeah, the gaps can be very frustrating, and I feel you'll get through it, though.
Well,
the
big thing here...
He's a good guy.
What is essential for you both to realize is this was supposed to simply stay a very pleasant interlude of, I guess you could call it friends with benefits. and unbeknownst to the two of you, oops, you tripped and you're falling in love.
Oh, no.
You know what a biatch that can be. Yeah, well.
It is. And as a friend with benefits, when he sent me a picture of a heart and my name like carved into the roadside, I thought, whoa, that's a little step above a friend. But
Oh, he's very much in love with you, hon, really. And that might be a good spot for the two of you this weekend to open a discussion on where are we going and is this something we should be putting on hold or jumping into. You know what I mean. Good time for the talk.
The talk.
I haven't asked him
about if there are other women in his life. I'm assuming with his schedule there aren't, but I have assumed in the past in my other relationships and have been completely wrong. So I'm not a male juggler. I kind of focus on one at a time. So there's no one else
I think in this day and age, we all should just go one at a time instead of being like little Jesus and loving them all at once. but I want you to know, I think he is really looking toward a solid future with you. And there could be a proposal coming before Christmas.
Oh, my God. So is the age thing just a Lisa hang-up or...
It's a Lisa hang-up because Lisa loves that about you. He loves that, for one thing, your cards show that you are stunningly gorgeous. And when it comes to being arm candy, you are the ultimate.
Besides that, he's tired of these young little girls that can't hold their own in a conversation.
Right.
Or otherwise.
Right. And you are truly his physical, what would you call it, his equal.
Yeah.
Sexual equal.
That's hot.
Well, these cards, they do get pretty passionate at times. And
that's steamy.
I really think, though, hon, this relationship has substance. It has a good foundation. Might be something to look at. So I'm
definitely look forward to this weekend away. And I love being outside in nature and I'm hiking, and it happens to be perfect that that's what we get to do. So.
All right. Well, good luck, Lisa. We got to take a break here.
Thank you guys so much. I will definitely have to call you back in with an update and let you know.
Do. Love that.
How things go.
Okay. Thank you, and have a really good time.
Right. Thank you guys so much. Love listening to your show.
Lisa,
you're fabulous.
Want a 30-minute phone reading, so we'll have to arrange that with you. Okay.
Okay. Perfect.
Let's do it when you get back.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Dr. Linda Salvin,
metaphysical master,
now bringing insight and metaphysical abundance to your living room with her spirit-filled candle line, Wicks of Wisdom. Dr. Linda's unique formulations of pure and powerful herbs, oils, and essences can assist you in love, luck, finances, health, and more.
Wait till you experience the power of Wicks of Wisdom.
Find out how these amazing candles can help you. See them now and order yours at lindasalvin.com.
Or call 888-509-1077.
Welcome back to Psychic Soup with Deborah Lee. Deborah Lee, the Psychic Love Doctor.
And my intuitive co-host, Daryl.
Hey, that was an awesome call we just had from Lisa.
I loved it.
Hey.
What a place to start, huh?
Yeah, really.
And I'll tell you what, there's going to be some big surprises in that relationship for her.
Yep.
I think she just might have met her match. Speaking of matches... First of all, I know you have a little announcement.
Yeah. Still got two more callers. Get a free 30-minute reading, email reading, or a phone 30-minute phone call reading with Deborah. Call us at 1-800-930-2819. Call us. We're looking for people to talk to.
And we can always, they can give the reading to someone else if they'd like.
Very true. They can.
Or you can even call up and recommend a celebrity or somebody in the news that you'd like to get the inside intuitive track on during the show.
And you mentioned something a minute ago about the presidential debate last night, or candidates, or whatever we were talking about.
I was just going to say, speaking of matches, I'm not sure that Mr. Donald Trump and the White House are going to be quite the match made in heaven that Lisa and her guy are going to be.
Yeah.
You know, I have to admit straight up at the start here, I have never actually been a Donald Trump fan. I don't know if it's the comb over. I don't know if it's kind of the...
pompous attitude.
Yes, 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 yes. So I have to tell you, this is what's amazing about this method, because you can go into it with your own perceptions about things. And the cards will be completely objective.
Mm-hmm.
And what I found is that, yes, this man, Donald Trump, does hold potential to be a viable candidate in this race. However, as of this point right now, I do not see him winning. For one thing, media is going to play some dirty pool with him. He's got some skeletons in the closet that are definitely going to see the light of day. And some of them go back so far in history, I don't even think the man remembers them all.
Maybe he knows where Jimmy Hoffa is at.
Maybe he does. You're right. You know, the thing is, he's got a shot, but the reality is he's too much of a, were we talking about the I, me?
Oh, he's an I, me, my guy. I did this, me did that, my people did this.
But it's going to basically be his glory.
Yeah, it's all about him. It ain't about being in the White House. It's all about feeding his pompous attitude.
Now, I do feel that as a... that as a businessman, he could, the card showed, he could be dynamic in terms of helping to turn this country around, stopping the waste, the, you know, the misappropriation of funds, blah, blah, blah.
He is a sharp businessman. I'll give him that.
But as far as the military goes, he needs to step back and let the Joint Chiefs of Staff do their work. Because I don't think the man, I don't think he could strategize his way out of a paper bag if he had to, as far as, you know, military forces go.
Yep.
So anyway, regarding him, I am not seeing a win right now. I think we have another caller.
Yes, we do. Bernadette.
Hi, Bernadette.
Hi.
Good to hear from you. You've won a reading from me that you can have over the phone, or we can conduct via email. But thank you for calling.
Or since you're here local, you could come into the office.
Yes, she could. You're exactly right.
Okay,
what can
great.
We do for you today, Bernadette?
Well, I kind of have a lot going on in my life. I'm having troubles with my shoulder, so there's a possibility of a surgery number two. I've met a new guy, so I'm curious about him, and my ex-husband is still causing legal trouble, so I wanted to see if the cards had some insight on all three of those.
Okay,
well, we're sorry to hear about your ex-husband being a problem and your shoulder not doing well,
the new guy
is... The new guy's a plus.
Yeah.
Yeah. So far, so good, but I'm a little skeptic.
Well, that's not necessarily a bad thing in this time and age. Being a little skeptic about that.
And besides, men love to prove themselves, don't they, Daryl?
Yes, we do.
They are hunters and pursuers by nature, and they love to the chase. They won't admit it, but they do. At least that's been my perception after all these years of dealing with romantic relationships with the cards.
Hey, Bernadette, while she's getting your cards ready here, hold on at the end, and we'll get your information from you while we're on break. Hang on as soon as we're done.
Well, first of all, pertaining to the guy you've just met, my perception is that he is a transitional man for you. I feel that you're the one that's going to decide... as nice as he is and all, there's more that you need. He isn't quite, he's not quite the total package that I think this lady looks for.
Not quite the knight in shining armor?
Right. I mean, there's lots of good to him, but I feel his role is simply right now to get her back out in the game. Get her,
she hasn't found her dolphin yet.
Right, that's very good. That's right. There are many fish in the sea, but very few dolphins, as those in the Navy have told me for years and years.
Yes.
So when you find yourself a dolphin, that's a keeper.
Occasionally you find a mermaid, too.
But that's another show entirely.
Mm.
So I feel there's someone else coming along for you, hon, and this one has a son. He's you have a child, too. A son.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
This will be an excellent match for you, for the boys. They will really click. And I feel he's going to bring a lot for you. I think this is far more on the money as far as what you really want in a partner and a future mate, and certainly as a soulmate for the future. I'm projecting he's coming very quickly. I think you will see him before Halloween. And for your shoulder... To tell you the truth, right now, I'm not seeing another surgery at this point.
Okay.
But there could be some alternative therapies that you could look at.
Okay.
Go ahead, Bernadette.
No, I'm still here.
Okay. And as for the third thing, how about if we discuss the legalities of the situation in your phone reading? I'd feel a lot more comfortable doing it that way. But for now, please know I'm not seeing an immediate threat for you at all. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Okay. So keep thinking positively. And something I like to tell my clients is turn yourself toward the future and open your arms and say, bring me all those beautiful things that I so richly deserve.
Oh, that's so awesome.
I think so, too. So it's going to be an exciting end of the year for you, my dear.
Yay, I can't wait. I need some turnaround in my life.
Well, I definitely see that it is coming for you. So please know, hold on, and so we can get your information.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, hon.
Thanks, Bernadette.
Now, that was good. I think she is really going to find her true mate coming up.
Yeah, I do too.
I do too. And so this one just kind of helped her get her toes into the water and get those feelings all nicely awakened.
Right.
So now I think we should do the flip side. We were talking about Donald Trump. Now I think we should talk about Hillary Clinton.
Sure.
And it's going to be a very short subject. Because even though I feel she also holds potential to win this election, you know, the problem is she's got quite a few people out there that they're like elephants. They haven't forgotten. First of all, the whole Benghazi scandal, that's huge.
The email scandal.
The email, yep. But I also feel they're rolling back into the 90s.
Oh, yeah.
And they have trouble putting their support and their faith in a woman who stayed with a blatant cheater and liar.
Very much so.
So they never really got over that.
No.
Now, something, though, that I really want to bring out in this that was really strong in Hillary's reading today is that her daughter, Chelsea, has a strong presence and is perceived to be, well, a very unhappy girl. And a lot of it is due to the fact she was the caboose as far as her parents' aspirations and hopes and dreams for the future were concerned. But also, she just wishes her mom could be happy as a grandma and just go out and give a couple of speeches a year at graduations and hang up this whole political thing. Because this girl really needs her mother and her children, her child really needs a grandma.
Yep.
I felt that was really kind of sad in a way that here she is in the cards and she's drifting from her mother. Hillary and Chelsea, their relationship is, well, it's something that should be of a concern to both of them. I wouldn't be surprised eventually her daughter doesn't speak to her anymore. And of course, these are things that'll never come out in the press.
Oh, no. You'll never hear about that.
But it's really kind of tragic, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Well, after the break, we're going to talk about some other juicy couples. And
we got one more reading to give away.
That's
here.
That's right, so I hope somebody calls.
Once again, number's 1-800-930-2819 for a 30-minute phone reading or an email reading from Deborah Lee.
You can request it at any time in the future. There's no time limit on it. You can give it away as a gift if you'd like. And if you're local in the Hampton Roads area, you can come right on into the office and meet with us.
All right. See you back here in a few.
If you are one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Are you ready to thread your life with intuition? Intuit Apparel can help you do just that. This is not just about a piece of clothing. This is about a movement, an awakening, and staying centered in life. Your life. Intuitive and host of the radio show Get Into It, Lynn Brown, was given this image with the intention of a clothing line designed to represent the essence of life itself. Visit intuitapparel.com now and wear your intuition with
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on transformationtalkradio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to Psychic Soup with the Psychic Love Doctor, Deborah Lee.
And my darling co-host, the intuitive Daryl.
So, during break, we were talking about some of these other celebrities and stuff that's going on here lately. And we kind of mentioned about Caitlyn Jenner a little bit.
Yeah, very quickly, I'd like to say about Caitlyn Jenner, the cards were very specific on this, that while she is out there doing these altruistic, very giving things, helping the transgender teenage community and being a wonderful role model for those who are suffering with transgender issues. I do have to say that while she appears extremely happy, the cards characterize it as a happiness that was taken at the expense of others, particularly her family. Now, the kids in this family have put on a very accepting public face for the most part. But my perception is that this has caused a huge upheaval within the family structure. Essentially, if you get right down to it, what Bruce Jenner did is he made a very faulty and selfish act that will have repercussions in terms of the family. I mean, now everybody, please don't get in an uproar. I'm not saying it was wrong. I'm just saying you have to really take a look at the innocent people, the victims.
The people you're related to.
Yeah.
How is this going to affect them?
I feel it's going to affect them for the rest of their lives.
Oh, I'm sure it will.
I do feel at some point, though, there will be an ability for this family to reunite. Okay, well, I see we have another caller.
Let's go to Jennifer. How are you today, Jennifer?
Hi, Jen.
All right. While we're waiting on Jennifer, let's
go back. Yeah, I'm calling from work, and I have a couple of friends who have questions.
Okay.
And so my first question is from my friend Stephanie, and she is wanting to know what is going to happen with someone that she has started communicating with who lives in England, and whether it's going to be a friendship or something more. She's just curious as to how it's going to end up.
Okay.
Okay. So we're talking about a long-distance relationship here, huh?
Well, it's not this. I wouldn't call it a relationship because currently she's with somebody now, and who she, you know, it loves, and you know, it's they're within their first year. They used to date a long time ago, and then they just recently reunited within the last couple of years, and now they're living together, and everything's great, and everything's fine. But you know, she's not putting all of her eggs in one basket, basically.
Okay, now I got what you're saying.
Yeah.
So the question is, can you reframe the question for me as I'm laying out the cards, Jennifer?
Yeah, Deb. Basically, she just is wondering, this guy who is in England, what mm-hmm. that might mean for her. Is this just a friend? Is this somebody who she, you know, what is his, I guess, what is his significance?
And likely his intention. I'm sure she'd like to know also.
Yeah, and what is his intention?
You know, I have found after 30-some years of reading cards using this method that nothing happens without a reason attached. Now, I think it's really wise for her to be asking this question at this point before letting herself, you know, become, well, what's the word, Daryl? Letting herself become involved and possibly overwhelmed by living a, you know, basically a double life. What I am seeing is that I think that relationship with the one in England needs to be explored. It should take a foundation of friendship first as it starts to gravitate towards something more substantial. This is when she's going to have a decision to make.
Okay.
And women, we women are notorious for lining up the
Lining up the next partner?
Yeah, before we've actually finished with the one we're in. It's not a good way for a new relationship to begin.
No, it
but isn't. I do feel there are very strong feelings here. I think that this gentleman in England is the kind of man that when he has his sights on something, he goes after it. And I feel that he is going to definitely play a role in her future.
You think he's going to pursue her, basically?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I do. But he's not going to be a stalker or anything like that, okay? Let's get that off the table. It's going to be a romantic pursuit that could easily enable her to be swept off her feet. So this is good that she's looking ahead. This way she can be prepared. Now, you said, I hate to rush, but we're getting close to get kicked out of here, so we're going to have to move to your next friend, okay?
Okay. Well, then I'll save my question for my next reading with you about my other friend. The next question is for me. I want to know what's going on with Chris.
Okay.
He and I have communicated, and Chris is, as you know, my ex-boyfriend, and he and I have been communicating. However, for the last, like, few nights, he has not communicated with me late at night like he usually does, and he's been acting very like when I asked him, like, where are you, what are you doing, he would say that he's at work or that he was just busy. And I let him know right up front, like, if you're seeing somebody, just let me know. That's okay. I understand. It's, you know, we can be friends. Everything's fine. But yet he won't answer that question. And he says up and down that he's not seeing anybody, but I don't believe that.
You know, I got to tell you here right off the top, Jennifer, that what's happening in terms of this reading is that he is starting to do a serious contemplation of taking this relationship with you to another level. And he's needing time to really think this through, because you're starting to, well, for lack of a better expression, you're really starting to get under his skin. You're starting to become very much a part of his daily life. And it's beginning to really work on him where he's starting to, I've always said this relationship is not over. And I really believe that this man is starting to grow up and he's keeping up with his feelings. And I would recommend that you don't pressure him. If he can't answer, leave him alone. It means he's just not ready yet. But that's what I'm seeing. Yeah, he is definitely heading in the direction of possibly wanting to recommit.
Right.
Okay.
And I feel like for the most part I am leaving him alone. I just don't know if I can trust him. That's the only thing I guess that I'm afraid of.
Jen, why don't you focus on trusting yourself, that you will make the right choices, that you are not a victim to his decisions of whether he's trustworthy or not. Focus on you.
Right.
And don't you feel that, Daryl, that's a good place?
Focus on Jennifer right now. And
find your own strength in terms of what feels like being trustworthy or not. And, honey, I hate to rush you off the phone, but we will do your phone reading.
And hang on here when we're done talking so we can get some information from you, okay, Jennifer?
Okay, sounds good.
To everyone else, time is running short. I'd like to remind you all that I do teach this method via the internet and also here in the office at the Healing Fountain. In the meantime, I urge that you go to where, if you have an iPhone or an Android phone, please go to the place where you get your apps. There's a 100% free Psychic Love Doctor app that is scary accurate. And you pick it up and you can give yourself readings all day long.
And remember to come back, join us next week. And the first of next month, we're going to do Psychic Soup again. So you never know what we have in the soup that week.
That's right. It's, so if you want to...
It's a
mishmash.
Yeah, mishmash of everything and anything.
So don't be afraid to... We didn't get through our list, but we will cover them next time. And don't be afraid to contact us. Shoot us out a question, a thought, a suggestion. We'd love to hear from you. And Daryl, I think that brings us to the point of where I thank you very much for all that you do and for being here with me.
And thank you for very much for putting up with me. But no, just for being here with me and enjoying my life with me.
Oh, thank you, honey. I love that. And I love that we have this show.
And
we love WBLQ.
And Transformation Talk Radio.
Yes, we do.
All right. We'll see y'all next week. Have a good week, people.
And thank you, Brian.
You've been listening to The Psychic Love Doctor with host Debra Lee. Debra has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Debra how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. To learn more about Debra, visit www.psychiclovedoctor.com.